I'd like to continue our conversation on a yes and amen attitude. Started it last week, Tuesday, and I'd like to continue it for the whole month of February. Good morning, Johannesburg. And we're really finding in our daily devotion the spiritual strength to be able to have a yes and amen attitude. This is a spiritual posture of our hearts and our minds that declares God is in control, and that if that is so, that's going to have an impact on the way we do things and the way we think and the way we respond. And today I want to take you to one of those famous stories in the Bible. It's found in Daniel chapter 3, and it is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and their response to King Nebuchadnezzar in the fiery furnace. I could call this another in the fire, just like the song we absolutely love worshiping to. And so I think a real power in that. Yes, lockdown did start the day after my birthday. Lynn, a sort of gift, if you will, and so forever to be remembered. But I want to talk to you today about the attitude these three young men had and how we, in trying times, even in fiery times, should adopt the same attitude. And I want to send you out into this week with that same attitude. And chapter 3, verse 16, there's a whole study, by the way, about all the chapter 3, verse 16s. John 3:16, Proverbs 3:16, and so forth, 1 Corinthians 3:16. They're all very meaningful scriptures. Amazing how it's just sort of a pattern in scripture, well worth looking at if you ever want to. But Daniel 3:16 says this: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, saying, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to answer you on this point. We don't have to think about it." It says, If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will rescue us certainly from your hand. But even if he does not, let it be known, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you've set up." There's a few statements of values and beliefs or declarations that these three young men declare. And if you know this passage of scripture, you'll know that he gets so angry with them, he makes it seven times hotter, he throws them in, and when he looks again, there's a fourth in the fire. And it being Jesus. And of course, that's where that song comes from, "Another in Our Fire." And I wanted to share with you just a reiteration of those three attitudes that these young men carried that I think is so crucially important in our own mindset. We have to have this kind of yes and amen attitude. The first idea is a confidence that God is able. I mean, they're not quite sure how this is going to work out. Is he going to do it by blowing up the furnace? Is he going to do it by killing the king? Is he going to do it by rescuing him at the last minute? You know, we fixate on what the answer should look like, but what we should have confidence is that God has this in hand. And these three men said, "Well, God is able. Nothing that happens from this moment forward is going to diminish my assurance that God is able." And I think you've got to have that attitude. God is able. And you've got to step out in faith to be able to be assured of that in your heart, that no matter how things look at the moment, God's got this. And that's a yes and amen attitude. The second thing that I think is so powerful is that they speak of authority or strength of themselves. They say, "God is good, God is powerful." But they also say, I'm not changing my view. I am able. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'll be okay with this. God is able and I'm good with this. And you've got to settle that in your heart. You've got to be able to say, you know, God is my authority, but I've got this too. God's made me capable, not without him, but certainly with him. I am not weak, but I am in fact strong. Does the Bible not say, "Let the weak say I am strong"? So you've got to have that kind of attitude. You've got to say, God is able and God has made me able. And they announcing both of those things. And then there are two more statements that are so important that if we skip them, we'll lose our footing. One of them is this incredible authority or power that comes from saying, whatever happens, God has allowed things around me to work out in some kind of way. It's allowed. And I know that's really, really awful at times. It's really tough. You know, I have a conversation with my mom every day at 4, and she's going through the grieving process, and she's coming to that moment of anger where she goes, why this man? I hear of somebody else who lives an awful life and drinks and smokes, got the virus, didn't even notice, and recovered. Why this man? And then in the midst of that conversation, at the very end, she made a remarkable statement. She said, you know, we always had one wish together, that we would never have prolonged illness as a burden over our family. And perhaps it's something God heard our prayer on. And I thought, what a silver lining out of a sad moment, that we have to acknowledge that, you know, God knows best. And some of these fiery furnaces we go through, for whatever reason, he allows some things. And out of all of that, God will be glorified. He will be glorified. And we have this yes and amen attitude, even in loss, sorrow, uncertainty. You know, you lose a business venture, he's got something else in mind. You've got to say it's allowed because God has a different plan. And we have to be able to have that kind of authority concept, context in our lives. Thank you, everybody. I'll pass my best on, your best on to my mom also. So you have to have this mindset. God is able. I am made able. It is allowed. It's not in my hands. It's in God's hands. And then there is one more thing that is an attitude that's just mind-blowing to me. And it is this. Even if everything doesn't work out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, even if God doesn't rescue us in this fiery furnace, I'm still victorious because I never compromise. And there's something about that that says my victory is worth more than anything else. You know, you can replace certain things. You can replace lost cars and houses and other things. You can replace them, but you can't replace your dignity. You can't replace a good name. You can't replace a sense of wholeness and being whole and a sense of purpose and place in life. You know, when you have that kind of authority, there's something about that that makes you very confident, not arrogant. That's a very worldly thing, but confident. Confident in the Lord, assured in the Lord, boasting in the Lord, actually, the King James Version describes it as. We're allowed to do that. We're allowed to say, well, I'm not sure how this is going to work out, but God allowed it. And even if it doesn't work out as I had hoped, my victory is assured because I'm in a good place with God, and God is able, and because of all of those things, he has made me able. What a great attitude. If one thing isn't working out, another thing is meant to work out. If something's come my way, God's got it in hand. If I think I'm about to face a storm, he has made me able. So with that attitude, we step out in faith and we say, well, bring it on. Let's take on the journey we've got to take on. And everybody has both victories and failures, seeming successes and seeming losses. But only God knows how to weigh them properly, what its weight is in gold, silver, precious stone, what its weight is as wood, hay, and stubble. Another big difference between gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, not only the one lasts and the other doesn't, the one weighs more, takes more effort to carry, is a little harder to work with. But its value increases. The one has an increase in value and the other depreciates and reduces in value. And I think there's real authority and power in that. So I hope that this conversation has been incredibly helpful to you as you set out today with a heart and mindset of a yes and amen attitude. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. God is able. And when it doesn't work out as I had planned, God allowed. And somehow in all of this, God will accomplish what he has set out. That's that last A you were looking for. So should we pray, everybody? And then I look forward to seeing some of you at college tomorrow or Thursday. I look forward to hearing about how Hitched is going. And I'll certainly look forward to having a few people in church on Sundays as we slowly build up again. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It is light and life. It is authority. It is significance. It is life-changing. We yield ourselves to your perfect purpose and surrender to your hands. We thank you, Lord, that you know better and you have made us able and that you are able. And that when all of this is finished, you will have accomplished. No doubt about it, you will have accomplished what you've set out to do over our lives. And we honor you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.